Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to take a closer look now at that move yesterday by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to approve a new treatment for Alzheimer's, a disease that affects nearly 6 million people in the U.S. Aduhelm was created by Biogen. Now, while other drugs already treat symptoms, Aduhelm is the first to also remove clumps of a toxic protein believed to destroy neurons and cause dementia, although it only removes a small percentage. And while this is welcomed by many in the community, a panel of experts, advisors to the FDA, previously recommended that the agency not approve this new drug. Adam Feuerstein wrote about this news for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. So, Adam, what changed? Because this okay came just after the drug was declared a stunning failure.
Yeah, like you said, you know, this is really a kind of a landmark decision by the FDA, right? You know, there hasn't been a new Alzheimer's treatment approved here in the United States for almost 20 years. This is something that people living with the disease and their advocates and their families were really hopeful for and are probably very happy that this happens. But at the same time, like you said, it's a controversial drug because the scientific evidence backing the drug, supporting the drug, is sort of mixed. And so there are questions about whether it is really truly effective.
Yeah, and we're understanding that it claims to lessen the effects of Alzheimer's by 22%. What does that mean? You know, in the trials, what were they seeing happen for people?
Yeah, that's a great question, Robin. You know, I mean, to be clear, and right up front, we should say that Aduhelm is not a cure for Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know, it doesn't reverse the disease's progression. What it appears to do is slow the progression of the disease. But what's interesting here is that the trials that Biogen ran to prove that were mixed. They basically ran two studies. One of them was a failure. The drug showed no ability to slow cognition, improve function of patients. The second trial was a success. It did show an impact on cognition. But when it did that, it was sort of with an asterisk because the study at first had been actually halted for futility. And then Biogen went back and sort of reanalyzed the data and found a way to kind of show that the drug was working. And all of those kind of mixed data went to the FDA. And the FDA brought the drug in front of an FDA advisory panel. So a panel of experts looked at it and voted unanimously that the evidence of the drug did not support approval. And so that's kind of where the controversy lies, is that basically the FDA kind of went against the recommendation of this outside expert panel and approved the drug anyway. And like you mentioned at the top, the drug was approved based on its ability to eliminate these toxic plaques. The ability to remove those plaques is suggestive of a clinical benefit. And that is going to have to be confirmed in yet another clinical trial that Biogen will run.
Well, in the meantime, you quote from patients you spoke with living with Alzheimer's. One said, you know, I feel I've seen improvements in cognition and my ability to focus. You spoke to Ronald Peterson, a neurologist. He leads the Mayo Clinic Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. He says, you know, I'm hopeful. For patients who qualify, and that's the other thing, you have to qualify, you have to have all sorts of scans. But he says this isn't going to be a penicillin for Alzheimer's. And my understanding is that this isn't over, that this is a temporary permit from the FDA and it could be withdrawn.
So the drug is approved. You know, Biogen said this morning on a conference call that they're going to launch it in about 2 weeks. At the same time, because it's a conditional approval, the FDA has said to Biogen, you need to run another clinical trial. It has to be placebo controlled. You need to prove to us that patients, you know, will slow the progression of the disease. And that study is going to take years to run. But if that study fails, then what happens is the FDA will have the right to remove Aduhelm from the market. It's not an easy thing to do to remove a drug from the market, but under this conditional approval pathway, the FDA has that power.
Wow. In other words, Biogen has proven that it has the ability to remove some of this plaque. It hasn't yet proven that that leads to cognitive benefits, and that's
exactly
the next step for them. Yep, but in the meantime, I'm sure people will clamor for it. Meantime, Biogen says it's priced the drug to be sold at $56,000 a year, but that's, of course, involving insurance. What might this cost the patients?
You know, people were expecting them to price this drug around $10,000 a year. Biogen argues that if you factor in all the costs of caring for people with Alzheimer's over the years, that this drug, you know, will save money over time in the healthcare system. So that's really one of the more interesting questions, like looking forward, is sort of how the healthcare system is going to be able to afford Aduhelm.
Adam Feuerstein, with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.